Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, for more, let's bring in Annick Cogent, who's a reporter at large for Le Monde. She's in Paris. Annick, first of all, what are your thoughts today, 24 hours later?
Oh, wow. It has been a terrible night. And we all gathered as soon as we heard that something was happening to Notre Dame. Of course, I ran there with my motorbike and I was in the crowd during most of the night. And, people were coming from their offices, from their schools, from their work, from their living rooms. They all were rushing towards the cathedral because there was this big smoke and the bells were ringing from the different churches. And people needed to be there, needed to see, but also to be reunified and to feel a kind of, a unity again. There was this huge silence, and then there were some prayers, and then there were some songs, very sweet, very tender, I would say. And suddenly when the spire leaned slowly and then fell down, I thought of the World Trade Center towers on 9/11. And we are also thinking of the heroic battle of the firefighters because they were trying meter by meter to fight the fire. And they were trying so much to save the cathedral structure. And at 9 o'clock, they were not sure, 9, even 10, they were not sure that the structure would resist. And it finally did. You know, it is so important, this cathedral for us. Whatever people are, believers or not, or Christian or not, it's much more. And it's a historical and geographical center of France. You know, all the roads start from here.
Right.
And it's a home where we gather at our national big moments, whether it is with joy or for grieving. We ran there when there was a terrorist attack in November 2015. It was a symbol for, the coronation of Napoleon, for the beatification of Joan of Arc, for the funeral masses of Charles de Gaulle and Mitterrand. Mm-hmm. And of course, there was this masterpiece of Victor Hugo, Notre Dame de Paris. We still have it in mind. And this cathedral resisted. We were thinking of that. But please stand up. Please stand up. Because it resisted so many things.
Right.
Plague, war, revolutions, Nazis. And suddenly we couldn't do anything. It was unreal to see it. But, I'm living very close to it. And from my window, I can see it today. And it's still standing in the gray sky of Paris today.
Well, and so many people have their own memories of Notre Dame. Americans were posting all day yesterday pictures of the last time that they went. I wonder for you, what memory of Notre Dame sticks in your mind, or what were you thinking of as you were watching it burn yesterday?
I remember the first time I went to the cathedral when I was a kid with my parents and my two brothers and lighting some little candles, and it was very important because I'm not a Parisian. I was born in Brittany, and when I went there, I was maybe 14 or 15 with my parents. I thought the first building we wanted to visit was, of course, Notre Dame de Paris. And, I use a motorbike to circulate in Paris, and I pass in front of it, twice a week or three times a week, very often at night, and I always have a look on it, and I don't remember of one night where I wouldn't have thought, oh my God, this is so beautiful, and thinking of all the events that took place in the square in front of Notre Dame. And of course, we have the bell of Notre Dame that we hear. And of course, it was impossible not to think that it might be a metaphor in our troubled times. A metaphor of what? That's a question for some Catholics that I was interviewing yesterday. It was they were afraid it would be a metaphor of the troubled times for the Catholic Church in France and in the world. And it was a signal, some people said, to unify and to stand up after all the scandals that affected the Catholic Church. But also it could be a metaphor of lost permanence, lost beauty. It was a bit of the soul, our soul, who was burning there. There was a sense of a nation, of a global community. It is strange because it's only a building, of course, and nobody has died, fortunately. But still, there was no enemy, and we were united, watching and not being able to do anything. Just a moment to think of the fragility of things that we thought were eternal.
Well, and you used the word unity and united there.
Yeah.
We're talking about Paris in 2019, France, a pretty divided country at the moment.
Yes.
There have been these yellow vest protests in
Paris.
Oh,
yes.
Do you think that this is going to be something that will unify the French people?
I hope so, but I'm not naive, and I'm not sure it will stay. There's so many debates now in France, so many divisions, etc. So maybe it's a perfect moment, quite rare moment, but I'm not sure it will last.
That is Annick Cojon, a reporter at large for Le Monde, joining us from Paris. Annick, thank you so much, and our thoughts are with you today.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. I appreciate it.